And in the name of the Son, Matthew 28:19, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, and yet he didn't even know that the name of the Father was Yahweh. And he didn't even know that the name of the Son was Joshua.
He didn't know the name of the Holy Ghost.
Well, you know him. And then how could you baptize somebody? Now, that's what I am doing. I'm baptizing you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the... That's what I'm doing, standing here.
Okay.
Preaching to you
the word.
You understand? I'm immersing you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. All the God that there is in existence. You understand what I'm talking about? You're immersed in. You're inundated. You walk in the Spirit. You understand? Listen at me now. Listen close. What's in Him? We live. And we move. And we have our being.
Mm-hmm.
We have never at no time been outside of God.
Right.
You understand? God is in heaven. Whether you're conscious of it or unconscious. If you're unconscious, it's because the devil has caused the blindness of your mind. You understand? And then there is nobody that can do anything for you. You understand? It is by Joshua, his son, hanging out there on the cross and shedding his blood. It is by him that we have received the atonement. God, that's all that God, he was completely bankrupt. You understand? That's the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth, that hung out there and shed his blood. He's the only sacrifice that was prepared. You understand? He was a prepared body. And God himself prepared that body. You understand? And then he got in it and walked around down here. You understand?
Right.
On earth. You understand? When it comes time for him to be on the cross, he was out there, and I mean on time. You understand? And it is by him that all of us received their atonement. You see, PK and Mary and nobody else can't do anything else. He couldn't offer nothing. You understand? That's the only thing that would reconcile God and man. You understand?
Right.
And it is by him that we have received their atonement. You understand what I'm talking about? That's God. Listen now at me. Listen now. Now all that there is in heaven, we found out that he created. Is that right?
Right.
We found out that he created all that there was in earth. Is that right?
Right.
So now then Paul puts it this way. That all that in heaven and all that is in earth, you understand, is called by his name. Is that
right?
And then he had these three revelations over there. You understand? And then he said he gave him a tragic stone. You understand? And then he was sealed in their forehead. It's by the name. You understand? The name of the Son. In the forehead and in the hand. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He said he looked and he saw Achanda standing out on Mount Zion. And he was born in the wilderness down there and crossed through the river Jordan under Joshua after Moses was dead. And they went all over across the river. Came to the mountain and Joshua. And he was out and dead. Surrounded by water. Ain't that right? And he saw this great anthropomorphic being up there in the mountain. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
You find that in the 24th chapter of Exodus and 9th and 10th verse. It says, they saw the children of Israel. They saw the God of Israel. Isn't that right? And the 70 of them, the rest of them come on back. Moses sent it on into the midst of the cloud. It's in everybody's body. Ain't that right? Because you know what I'm talking about? And he saw him there in his magnificence and in his splendor and in his glory. You see what I'm talking about? And he seen him and heard too him say, let there be light, and there was light. Ain't that right? And he said the earth was surrounded by water. John comes up out here on the Isle of Patmos. Got to be on an island. Got to be on surrounded by water. And if Moses seen him in the beginning of his vision when he was out there in the mountain, in Mount Sinai, and John the very fine to confirm that he's got to be on an island surrounded by water. And that right? Moses said, God has moved upon the face of the earth. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters of John. Oh, we have confirmed that. You understand? He said he heard a voice behind and a voice of many waters. You understand? He's bringing that old Moses speaking about the same thing. He's seeing himself say, good life was preserved. Could nobody kill John? And that's right. You understand? Because that revelation had to be confirmed. And so now he's out there on the Isle of Patmos. And he's in the same day or in the eternity of God.
Right.
Entered into the cloud. Symbolical of entered into eternity with God. Isaiah 57:15 said God said he inhabited eternity. Ain't that right? And by him going on in the midst of that cloud, and it was a burning fire, and the rest of the children of Israel, they stayed back because they was afraid to approach on account of the fire. If you don't believe me, I will read. You understand? And there he saw that tabernacle. Moses did. Ain't that right? Yeah, John, I don't have time to go into all of it, you understand? And I'm trying to tell you what God showed me, what I pictured on these charts, and have never nobody been able to deny. You understand? And it takes in the universe in its totality. It takes in heaven, it takes in earth, it takes in the atoms, it takes in the molecules, it takes in everybody, you and everybody else. You understand? Everything that anybody else could ever really find out. You understand what I'm talking about? And all that is possible for anybody to know, even including knowing God himself. You understand what I'm talking about? And when Moses saw that tabernacle, you see, they had crossed out of the Egypt and crossed through the Red Sea and went on up to Mount Sinai. God gave them 3 days to clean up their clothes and get up around the mountain. Ain't that right? And then God spoke to him from Mount Sinai. I said, I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Ain't that right? You know what he said there in the 20th chapter of Exodus. Ain't that right? And there Moses seen that tabernacle and he was told to make one just like. Now look, he's showing you that he come out of Egypt and crossed through the Red Sea and went on to stay 40 years in the wilderness and then crossed through the River Jordan and went on into Palestine and into Canaan. Now the tabernacle was erected and constructed just like that, a migratory pattern. Now watch it, folks, and see that I'm telling you why. See, now that tabernacle, it had, help me somebody here, there's no doubt there's no, it had a most holy place, it had a holy place, and it had an outer court. You understand what I'm talking about? Now the holy place was divided to the most holy place by the veil. Now watch. See how this creation is coming in here. And you can see why it was that God divided the light. You can see why it said, let there be. You can see why the earth was surrounded by water. You understand? You can see why he divided the light from the darkness. You can see why he divided the waters above and the waters beneath. Why? Because you see, he's transfigured into that tabernacle. And this veil here divides. Mm-hmm. You understand? Right. That's what I'm doing. I'm showing you all the way down from an atom and on down into everything, including you. Everything that exists, even God here itself. You understand? Right. Moses there seeing the waters divide and seeing it first surrounded by the water. What he's doing, he's creating by himself. This tabernacle is threefold, and each one of these departments, so then he's got to divide the light from the darkness, because the holy place is divided from the most holy place. Amen. That day. Then the next day, he's got to divide the water. What's the matter? He's created by himself, and he is the archetype pattern, you understand? But you want to talk about it? He's created by himself. And each one of those days, you find him divided from something. You understand what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And this is after they come up out of the land of Egypt. And somebody said, well, I don't believe that story. You got to get over here in the New Testament. You see? All right, now here, we're all the way over now. We told you that that Passover down in Egypt. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. And after they ate that Passover, there was 3 days journey to the Red Sea. And the Red Sea divided that. And it went on through on dry land. And it went on into the wilderness. Ain't that right? And I told you, John, I shall not come. He got to see the self same thing that Moses did. Ain't that right? So John, in the 21st chapter of Revelation, he's looking right straight at that. You understand what I'm talking about? And I mean, he is looking at it too. You see what I'm talking about? And that he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You understand? In the 21st chapter. Maybe read the 21st chapter. You understand? And then he said that he heard that voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle. John, I'm talking about. I turned on the Isle of Patmos. And you see him there in the beginning of his vision, the same thing that he's seeing in the beginning of this one here. You understand? And listen, folks. Down here in the beginning of this migration, you know, Egypt was in darkness 3 solid days. Ain't that right? She was in black darkness before they began this migration. Isn't that right? But in the beginning of this and the beginning of this up here, it's got to be the same. Do you understand what I'm talking about? These beginnings that you're talking about, they just simply got to be. Understand? You see what I'm talking about? You've got to put this thing together right. And when you know how to put it together, and when God reveals it to you, there isn't any man on earth that can stand up under the pressure of it. You see what I'm talking about? I don't care what college or what academy that you come from. And so now here, John here, looking right at this seeing the blood thrown each night of the middle of the door, and she would dock down in Egypt, and the sea's 3 days journey. Ain't that right? And that pastor land is offered up there. Well, when the pastor land of Messiah, when he's offered up, I tell on the prophet, it's turned back over the space of the earth. And the sixth to the ninth hour. What's the matter? I'm just still feeling then. It's down there, you understand? And that Passover that night when he ain't that right? Mm-hmm. With his disciples up there in the house. You see what I'm talking about? He's fulfilling it, folks. And it's got to repeat. It's got to be the same on both ends and in the middle, too. In other words, the Bible has got to be genuinely vindicated that it is a spiritual book. And it's true from Genesis on to Revelation. You understand what I'm talking about? Not only that, all nature and all heaven is a testimony. You see what I'm talking about? And because of my intellectual abilities and my infirmities, you understand? And my stupidity and philosophy and can't solve it, you understand? That don't mean that it's not solvable. You understand what I'm talking about? And then when I put it together, like so that you can see and so that you can understand, there's nothing you can do about it. You see what I'm talking about? Ain't a thing you can do about it. You see one hand nail as one on this side and up over the lintel of the door. And you see one hand and both hands nailed to the crown of thorns on his head. You understand? It's got just like it was down there. And they're planting in Joseph's new tombs in that 3 days. 3 days journey from here. Ain't that right? And then you see 3 days cosmic like that. You see what I'm talking about? In the creation. It was dark in the beginning. In the beginning, you see what John out there on the Isle of Patmos he's looking at. And now you see he's here in the 21st chapter of Revelation. I don't have time to go into all of it now. John looking at the self same thing. And he's on an island surrounded by water. Has to be an island surrounded by water. Why? Because when Moses saw the earth, she was surrounded by water there. You understand? And his life was preserved so he could be on the Isle of Patmos. And write that in. That's what we just read there in the scripture lesson. It said, what you see, God, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. Ain't that right? Now you write down what you see. And that's what Moses was doing, was writing down what he saw. And John is writing down what he saw. Ain't that right? And they both cooperated. Ain't that right? One proved the other. And his life was concerned to be on the Isle of Patmos. And she's surrounded by water. You understand? So he said there in the 21st chapter of Revelation, to me that this is true. All right, read.
And I saw a new heaven.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Now read. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. No more sea. John sees them. Come on the other side of the sea. You understand? No more sea. That is to say, the first heaven down here. You know, Paul spoke of three heavens. First, second, and third. He said, I knew a man about 14 years ago that was exalted up to the third heaven and heard things impossible for a man. You see what I'm talking about? And so now we see Egypt. You understand? I passed away. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And then we went on through the sea. And remember, it's 3 days journey to the Red Sea. Ain't that right? And now, then, the Messiah had to be in Joseph's new tomb. Exactly the same time. It's got to be 3 days. Ain't that right? Then, when you look back up here in the vision, in the creation, you see on the third day, God moved the waters off of the face of the earth and let the earth resurrect there in the seed of vegetation. Come on out on the third day. You see, I'm showing you what God showed me. You understand? And that was in the book. You understand? And if you think you're wise enough to deny, step forward. The job is yours. You understand what I'm talking about? And on the third day, the seed of vegetation penetrated the soil, and she grew on into vegetation. And we talked about these veils. Now you see the bird. Ain't that right? She's back. She's concealed in there. And by and by, when that bud opened up, you got the color there. They are that a veil of that blue, purple, and stuff. Ain't that right? And then she goes on in to fruition. Ain't that right? And now, when we find here that the Messiah planted in Joseph's new tomb, just like they were planted in that sea on the third day, he rose from there. Understand? And then, after he rose, then he tarried 40 days. Why? Because Israel had to be in here 40 days. It had to rain 40 days and 40 nights. Take it on back. Just take it any way you want to. You see, God, you understand? The guy said, which way you go? You go scientifically to the mountain. I don't care what you do. You understand? You must go down when you come in here. You understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
Got to go on down. That's all that you can do about it. You understand? When I'm preaching, as David said, God is in it. As Isaiah said, God is in it. Holy sanctuary. But the earth, keep silent before it. You understand? And that's what it is. That's all the great. So don't shut your mouth. Shut their mouth again. You can't do what I can do to save your soul. You understand? You've got to have a message. Don't you can't put these things together. You understand? And you see it 3 days to the Red Sea, buried there. He buried in Joseph's new tomb They think that right. Them scared the stone over the way, just like the water over back in the Red Sea. Ain't that right? Just like a man 40 days and 40 nights. You understand? And that ark, she floated. And them that was in that ark, just like that. You understand? And she come on over, and it rained 40 days. And it got to be 40 years in here. Jesus raised from the dead. You understand? And then he can't stand, got to stay 40 days and 40 nights. You see what I'm talking about? On this back here, it's got him held up. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can't make it. You understand? Yeah. Now then he goes on into fruition, just like this does. Here, you understand? Pulls off, goes on back into his royal glory that he had with the Father before the world began. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah.
And the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And no John, I'm saying this is in Revelation. You see what I'm talking about? All right. Then what?
And I, John, saw
the Holy City, the New Jerusalem. You understand? The top of this mountain, as Paul says in the fourth chapter of Galatians, the top of this mountain where God was speaking from is Jerusalem. He's an allegory. Jerusalem above. Mm-hmm. Ain't that right? You understand? And Paul says, now down here in the Spirit, he's saying, you understand? And I saw the New Jerusalem. All right.
Coming down from God out of heaven.
Here, Moses, come down. With that all in his mind, right. You understand? Coming on down, he erected that sanctuary, that natural sanctuary, you understand? And then Messiah's got the Father on down. You see what I'm talking about? In the flesh, you see? Now he's got to come on down. But now, we're back in the Spirit, and John, in the Spirit, after the thing is poured out, and John's looking back at the natural, and he says, and I, John, saw the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, a John's husband. Don't forget, that the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, they saw a new heaven and a new earth. You understand? Coming down, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride of John, her husband. And we just told you about Moses staying up there in Mount Sinai, seeing that tabernacle. Ain't that right? And God communicating with him, telling him how to build it. And not only that, in the 17th chapter of Matthew, Master of Jesus fulfilling. He took Peter, James, and John up there. You understand? And that mountain in order to fulfill. And he transfigured before him. And his brain was as white as the light. And the cloud overshadowed him. Just like that cloud overshadowed now, the other. You see what I'm talking about? Just like that cloud overshadowed him when John was baptized. And he had to go out there in the wilderness and carry that 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, it's all put together just as beautiful as it can be. You understand? And so now, here John says, he's there in that cloud. You understand? And he was in the Spirit. There, and he sees the new heaven, the new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, see.
And I heard.
Told him what you see, and here, you put it down. You understand? And he said, and I heard. All right.
A great voice
out of heaven saying, what?
Behold,
come on down and build it. And John confirmed it. The tabernacle of God is with men. You see what I'm talking about? That's what he told him to do, to build that tabernacle among them people. You understand? But he's in the Spirit looking back here, confirming it. Now, you understand? You see what I'm talking about? Oh, yes. Now then they went on through the river Jordan and went on into the Palestine and Canaan land. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what John can do for that. In the 22nd chapter.
And he showed me
a river. A river of water. Oh, man, it's a John looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Read up.
Clear
the
text.
Proceed now to the throne of God. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The throne of God. And then what happened?
And
in the midst of the street.
And on either side of
it.
Was
there the tree of life? I tell you. If you put it together, you see, like it was, then it will become effective. You understand?
Right.
Just stand around reading the Bible and talking about Jesus said and Jesus this and Jesus that and Jesus that. Now that isn't going to do any good. It's got to be effective. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you have got to see how this thing is put together. And I see John, you see the new heaven. You can't see how this is coming in old, and you just can't tell things about this. You see? Because the new is drawn right out of the old.
Right.
The New Testament is the New Testament is drawn right out of the old. You understand? Why they have natural physical orders over there, it's part of the Spirit. Now, if you can't get away from the natural thing, you can't get into the Spirit. You see what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
If you can't get out of the physical, then you can't get into the Spirit. Now, the side says, you understand? That God seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now the first tabernacle is food only, and meat and drink and diet was washed with fire also until the time of the Reformation. Mm-hmm. You understand? Now these preachers around here, you see, they can't put this Christ together like
that. That's right.
You understand? They can't put it together. And it's just as easy as it can be. You see what I'm talking about? Now if we would take this, and the reason why I had that sod made, I know it's time to go home. See, Moses is here, he's looking from Alpha down to the Omega. And God is looking from Omega back to Alpha. You see, when this pattern is working in the creation, even in the structure of that, the God, the you, everything is all made after this pattern. And everything in the earth is such a new church. And when I know how to go into the material, or into the visible, and prove, and carry it on into the engine, nothing you can do. The science tells you, if you split, take your ring of 235 and 238 and split it out, don't they tell you, as much as there's going to be an explosion, right? And it's going to be the immediate formation of another atmosphere. You see what I'm talking about? So when that high priest went into there on Tuesday, on the day of the 5th of the 5th day of October, and went on in to the most holy place between the wings of the seven. See that blood clot, that much, you see, seven times? Wasn't that the reflection of that second eye? You see what I'm talking about? That means that God has accepted that atonement. You see what I mean? And that atom is a proton, neutron, electron, and you are numerous psychic and soma, soul, body, and spirit. Everything you can find, testify to the glory of God. You see, I can see and I understand now that the Lord shows why everything is made as it is made. You understand? Mm-hmm. Everything, as David said, everything in his temple. See, everything you need, everything in his temple, says glory. You can go to the market and get you some peaches, mm-hmm. and get some plums, get some pears, just buy anything you want to buy down there, anything. Mm-hmm. And you've got an outer feeling on. Is that right? See, that's the sort of thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then you got, you're into the meat of it, you understand? And see, that's the next part of your meat. And then you go on down the deep and you get into the seed of it, you see. It's pretty cold. See, it don't make no difference. Peaches, pears, bananas, you or whatnot. You understand? Mm-hmm. And you prove the existence of God. All nature is his child. Mm-hmm. You understand?
That's right.
And I have made everything like this and showed you the function and the operation of it. And that makes up the history of the world.
Yeah.
You understand? Jesus said, Matthew 24:15, when you therefore to see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel Fox, stand in the holy place. Whoso reads, let him understand. Now John is on the Isle of Patmos. Now we take it from here back. I'm not just teaching. See, I'm just going to say this. And we'll talk about this Sunday or some other time. Now this is the head, and this is the feet. Now, Babylon is the head, and Rome down in the feet. You see, and here you are, and this is in the holy place, in the abdomen.
Right.
And here is the holy place, and this is the Isle of Patmos that John was on. Now John on the Isle of Patmos, he was looking back to it, and he's also a
dragon. Right, that's right.
He had to go to Babylon, Paul, the Roman. John to the Isle of Patmos.
All right.
He had to analyze his book. You see what I'm talking about? And in the spirit, and they told him the whole wisdom of the creation and everything. And all through the dispensation of the nation, and he never digressed. It'll never be easy. And it functions with infallibility and unerringness. You understand?
Right.
That's how I've been able to tell you what has been an earthquake or what's happening all over the world.
Right.
And see, I couldn't tell you the history of the world as I have told you for the 35 years. Listen up. I told you all about Kennedy, his death, that's his assassination and everything else. Haven't I told you?
Right.
I told you about Roosevelt and wrote it down on paper. I told you things that ever happened. I told you about the Alaskan earthquake and submarine in the bottom of the sea. I'm looking at something. See, I know what's supposed to happen. And my thought to you, all of you, tonight is this. Come and stay with us. Study with us. See, it's possible for you to know. And you can learn. And you can see for yourself. You can become condemned within yourself. You understand? And the Holy Spirit in you. And in me. You see, it communicates with us. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God. You understand? Not a Peter, not a Mary, mm-hmm. not a Paul, you understand? Mm-hmm. But as many as are led, they are the same people. Come down for God out of heaven. Here, Moses, come down with that all in his mind.
Right.
You understand? Coming on down to erect that sanctuary, that natural sanctuary, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then Messiah's got the Father. on down. You see what I'm talking about? In the flesh, you say, now you got to come on down. But now we're back in the spirit, and John, in the spirit, after the thing is poured out, and John's looking back at the net, and he says, and I, John, the saw the new Jerusalem coming down from right out of heaven, prepared as a bride. And John's husband, don't forget, said the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, they saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Thank you. Yeah.